Afternoon,
there's only one place to start, Alec. Division 2C of the All-Ireland League. Oma with victory yesterday against Brough. Listen, things can go very much on a thin line when you go to senior rugby, but Oma certainly have responded this year, and they played very, very well, and they're into a playoff. That's been great so far, but they want to do more.
Yeah, I mean, it has been tremendous, as you say. Last year, they won the Rugby Championship 3, but they've had some very good away victories. But they've been very consistent. They've picked up even losing bonus points. They've scored a lot of points. And certainly yesterday was a big one for them because a win yesterday, more or less, got them into this playoff, although even a defeat, the way things went. But Brough, of course, were coming up, and Brough, you know, were in a position where they had to win this game. As it turned out, they got a losing bonus point, but they've still finished ninth, which means that they are into the playoffs as well. They will actually now be home to the runners-up of the round-robin competition. That's all the provincial junior winners. So they're still in with a chance of staying in that league. But from Oma's point of view, tremendous yesterday, and they will now play Thomond at home. And then they will, I think, still have home advantage should they win that one next Saturday, on the last Saturday of the month. But I think they're one day at a time. I think even next week, getting into the playoffs, I mean, if they don't manage to get through in that one, I don't think they'll worry too much. Although, having said that, the competitive spirit they have, I think a measure of the way the club's going, actually, is the crowd that was there yesterday was absolutely fantastic. And, you know, they had a lunch before the game with over 150 people at it, and I think that lets you see how the community supports them. And they've got a tremendous sponsorship and all. So all in all, you know, in the last 10 years, 10 years ago, they weren't going that well. They took a decision to bring in the youth. And they certainly have done well. They're four teams out every Saturday, and all doing very, very well, same as the first. And overall, I mean, it has been a tremendous season, and you have to congratulate everybody, the coaches, the players, the administrators, for what has happened, because it's not easy stepping up from junior rugby into the ranks, as we all know. And as you say, I mean, it's been a great stepping stone. And well, maybe one of their near neighbours hasn't been doing so well. They have been doing very, very well, and certainly they're carrying the flag very much.
Yeah, they certainly are, and I suppose it's great too for the county of Tyrone and the area in general that rugby's on the up once again there, Alec.
It is indeed. I mean, there is a big support overall, and as I said, you know, when you see the sponsorship and the different areas of it, and you know, they've a good drawn area. But the one thing they're doing, their underage rugby is good, and they've a lot of ex-players, people who are retired, who are going into schools that really never played much rugby, and they're coaching those schools. And you know, the benefits are coming there. You can see it. I mean, and their underage rugby, I'm told, is at the moment is tremendous. And you know, even with they had three or four injuries yesterday, but their second 15 are so strong that they, you know, the players stepping up are fitting all the gaps that they need. And I'd say yesterday was a tremendous performance. That's the third time I've seen them this year now in the AIL. And I have to say, quite honestly, the three games I've seen, not just because Oma were playing in, but the three games I've seen in the AIL 2C were as good, in fact, a lot, lot better than what I watched in Division 2A. And, you know, it's going to be very difficult for City of Derry next year, because if they think by dropping down to 2C next year, it's going to get any easier. I can assure the team and the coaches and everybody that it's not going to be.
Yeah, I know on numerous occasions over the last number of weeks and months we've talked about City of Derry and where they're at, and they were, of course, staring relegation down the barrel of the gun for quite a long time, and from the very early days of when the season got up and running. So I suppose we've talked enough about that, Alec, but on the other side of Division 2B, Rennie find themselves in a playoff as well, so they do.
What can you say about Rennie as well, mate? Watching this time last year, they were in Division 2C. They got promotion to Division 2B, and now they finish runners up the Old Crescent by quite a distance, above the third place who will play Thomond. And you know, it's a great opportunity for them as well. They again have a very strong depth and strength with all the rest of the teams. Very good coaching setup, and again they have a very good sort of liaison with the local schools and everything. And I think that's a very important thing, you know, to get the young guys on board. And when young guys come out and see their, you know, their local team doing well, I think it gives them the spur to try and maybe take the game up and do it. But I know that they were beaten yesterday 26-8 by Rennie, but it didn't really matter. You know, I'm sure Rennie didn't think it that way, but they had done so much work and they'd got such a cushion of points that a loss yesterday meant no difference. They will now play Barnhall at home, and certainly it'll be very interesting to see how that game goes, because they've already beaten Barnhub once, one each, I think, as results. And they'll be looking forward to that one. And if they can do it two promotions in a row, that'll be a tremendous performance.
Just before we touch on the Pro 14, Alec, Letterkenny didn't have a game in the Championship yesterday, but Strabane had a big one against Cavan, and there was a couple of regional games. How did they finish up?
Yeah, Strabane won 65-5 at Cavan. I think they ran on 10 tries from what I heard in that one, Oisín. And also during the week, a Wednesday game to finish off the Rugby Championship 2, Limavady went down to the University and they won by 36 points to 7. In the Provincial 2, I see Derry seconds conceded to Rennie. In the Rugby Regional North, unfortunately, Inishowen didn't have a game because Ballymoney conceded, but Inishowen had finished second in that particular league, and they'll be delighted with that one. And in the Rugby Regional West, Ballyshannon beat Cookstown by 35 points to 19, and Strabane thirds had a very good result, beating Enniskillen 45-0.
Okay, then I'll go on to that Pro 14. Ulster, as you know, on Friday night had a 8-0 victory against the Ospreys. No luck for Connacht. Munster won again, but Leinster, for what, only the fifth occasion this season, losing out, going down against Benetton Treviso, which was a bit of a surprise result. So your thoughts on the performances of the Irish provinces over the weekend?
Yeah, well, the Benetton-Treviso result didn't do Ulster much good, even though they won. And at this moment in time, I mean, that result, of Leinster being beaten, they're still sitting on 70 points. The Scarlets, of course, got a bit of a hammering yesterday. I think it was maybe an experimental side, but I don't know why it was. But Edinburgh, who have been so strong since Christmas, I mean, they beat them 52-14. So the Scarlets are sitting on 65. Edinburgh now 64. So Edinburgh are definitely going to get into the playoffs. Ulster with 55 and Benetton with 54. Those are very important there, Oisín, the Ulster and the Benetton ones, because whoever finishes fourth position there will have a playoff with fourth in the other conference, and that'll be to decide the final, the seventh position for the Champions Cup, because the three top teams will automatically go in. So, you know, Ulster have Glasgow next week at home, and then they're away to Munster, and it's not getting any easier. They played reasonably well on Friday night. I was up at the game, and they should have won the game much more convincingly, but I mean, it took a sort of a Stockdale to pick the loose ball up and run in to give them that result. And as you said in the other one, the Cheetahs, Munster, of course, will probably be delighted to have had that breakout in South Africa with the big Champions Cup game coming up next week against Racing Metro. But 1917, I mean, they're still in a handy position. Glasgow set 75 points. They beat Connacht, and that more or less puts Connacht out of everything. I'm looking here, Glasgow 75, Munster 67, the Cheetahs 58, Cardiff 53. So Connacht really having a chance. It looks as if maybe Cardiff and either Ulster or Benetton will play off for seventh position. From Connacht's point of view, it'll be the Challenge Cup again next year. But, I mean, new coach and some new players in, so who knows. But at this moment in time, you have to say that next weekend, of course, is the Champions Cup with Saracens going to Aviva to sell out 50,000 to take on Leinster. And Munster going to Racing Metro. Last week, I think Mays was slightly surprised. Oisín, when I said I thought Munster would certainly beat Racing 92, I think they're too physical. But I did put a wee question mark about the Aviva game, because if any team are capable of beating Leinster, the Scarlets are. But maybe they must have heard me, or Leinster must have heard me, because having that hammering yesterday, now who knows, because they're safe in that Pro 14, they may well have rested most of the big names. So all in all, I don't care what happens. Those two games next week on the Saturday and Sunday will be well worth people sitting down for an hour and a half, and they'll enjoy both of them.